Syria has reacted strongly to an Israeli aerial aggression on Wednesday that targeted a research facility inside its territory. The country's foreign ministry has summoned the head of a United Nations peacekeeping mission in the Golan Heights to protest against the raid. It has also lodged an official complaint with the United Nations over the attack. Damascus has said the raid was a violation of a disengagement accord that followed its last major war with Israel back in 1974. The Syrian ambassador to Lebanon, Ali Abdulkarim Ali, said earlier that Damascus has the option and the capacity to surprise Israel in retaliation for the attack. On Wednesday, Syria accused Israel of violating the country's airspace. Let's talk with Ibrahim Mousavi in Beirut. He's the head of the Hezbollah media office who joins us right now. Ibrahim Mousavi, it's good to see you. What I'm gathering here is that this is backfiring, this Israeli strike on Syria's scientific research center. There are reports coming in that if there were any doubts, right now there's renewed support by Syria's allies in terms of a shared mission of resistance and self-defense against Israel. Do you see it that way?
Well, I didn't get the question exactly. Would you please rephrase it?
Because sure. The reports coming through, such as the Washington Post, it has said this attack by Israel inside Syrian territory is going to backfire on Israel because the allies of Syria will now have a shared mission of resistance and self-defense against Israel.
Well, I mean the Washington Post and all of these kind of comments that come from the United States, official or unofficial, it's a kind of misleading for the people. The whole existence of Israel is unlawful and is illegal. And ever since Israel occupied Palestine, the Arab and the Muslims and the Palestinians and the Lebanese and the Syrians and the Egyptians and all the surrounding countries are in a state of defense. They are defending themselves. Israel has always been waging the wars, occupying the land, soil theft, water theft, all the breaching of all UN charters. So, I mean, it's not now. It's not something new that we are on the defense or we have the right to defend ourselves or to liberate our occupied territories or to upgrade our level or develop our capabilities to stand up to the Israeli aggressions. It's not something new. If the Washington Post or any commentators in the United States are trying to say this, I believe they are trying to tell us that Israel has always been innocent and lawful and legal. It's only now that it has breached or done something. No, it's not like that. I believe the whole history, the whole existence of Israel is something that should be questioned always by all parties, by the old people. If the international community is not going to say anything about this, and we have been always used to the kind of reaction by the international community, so-called international community, we know when it comes to Israel, they swallow their tongues and they never give any strong or any kind of condemnation or any kind of reaction. I believe people in this part of the world have always been in the part of defense, and they have the right always to do what they can in order to defend themselves, liberate their occupied territories, and to stand up to the aggressions.
Very well. Thank you very much. We do appreciate that. Ibrahim Mousavi, head of the Hezbollah media office there from Beirut. Thank you very much.